My name's Annabelle Medley and I'm the Diversity and Inclusion Coordinator at Football New South Wales.
And can you talk a little bit about the upcoming NAIDOC Cup happening in July?
Yeah, so the NAIDOC Cup is coming around for its third year this year. So we originally started out as a one-day tournament and now we've expanded, thanks to the New South Wales Government legacy funding. So we've now expanded last year and this year to be a three-day tournament. And so we've also expanded the age groups from just down to 16. So we've got also under 14s participating as well. And so the tournament, basically, we have Football New South Wales here and we create First Nations state teams to play against Northern New South Wales state teams. And we take turns hosting, and this year we'll be with Northern New South Wales.
And where will the NAIDOC Cup be held?
The 2024 NAIDOC Cup will be held at Arbuckle Land in Lake Macquarie, hosted by Northern New South Wales Football.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the NAIDOC Cup jersey competition? Can you just explain a little bit more about that?
Yes, yeah, so our jersey competition, we have that open for anyone to enter. So over the age of 16, if they have an adult that can sign that up. So anyone over the age of 16 can participate in the jersey design. So the prize is of $1,000, and we have requested that the design reflect Football New South Wales and also celebrate NAIDOC Week's theme, which is Keep the Fire Burning. And so we request that the design reflects that. So it's really exciting to have our colours and our teams representing their culture.
And how many people do you normally get entering, and what's the selection kind of process for that?
So we have here at Football New South Wales, we will be fielding 14. So we've got the under 14s age group with girls and boys, and the under 16s age group, girls and boys. And so we have an expression of interest process where if you're interested, you just put through an expression of interest and we receive your information. And then we also will be running trials on the 18th of April here at Valentine Sports Park to select our teams.
And can you talk a little bit about how Football New South Wales is engaging First Nations people to join football through the Cup and also through the jersey design competition?
Yep, so we've connected with First Nations communities through schools and also through our Aboriginal and through our Indigenous advisory group. So here at Football New South Wales, we have an advisory group that helps us with all things First Nations football. And so we utilise our group and they help us connect with First Nations communities to get our tournament out there and also through our socials and through via email. We have direct EDMs that should have been sent to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander football players in New South Wales.
And just back to the jersey competition, how do people enter and when do the entries close?
Yep, so we've got an expression of interest form on our website at footballnewsouthwales.com.au, and if you're interested in submitting a design, you just fill out that form and attach the design in Illustrator or a high resolution, and you just submit straight through there, and the entries will be closing on the 7th of April.
And where can people go for more information? I know you mentioned on your website, do you have like social media that people can get some more information?
Yeah, absolutely. So we have our Facebook and our Instagram both have information on the NAIDOC Cup and specifically the jersey competition. So you'll be able to see information about it there, as well as you can see previous photos of our wonderful designs and jersey designs from the past 2 years as well.
Yeah, yeah, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Annabelle. And it sounds like a really great event. And also the jersey competition sounds really exciting. So as you mentioned, there is money up for grabs for the winner of the design competition. And also it's just a great opportunity for artists out there to get their art recognised in this way. So thank you so much for chatting to NITV Radio.
No worries at all. Thanks so much for having me.